the spring of 1856, with the snow still on the ground, two little boys were lost in the mountains above the town. The father went out hunting, the boys had stayed behind, while mother tended to her chores, they wandered from her side. The two had gone to follow him and lost their way instead. By dusk the boys had not been found, and fear had turned to dread. 200 men had gathered there to comb the mountainside. The fires were built on the highest peak in hopes they'd see the light. Oh, Mommy and Daddy, why can't you hear our cries? The day is almost over, soon it will be night. We promise not to stray again from our cabin door. Now Jacob Dibert woke one night from a strange and eerie dream. He saw a path between two hills near a dark swollen stream. He told his wife he saw the boys huddled close beside a log. For two more nights the dream returned, this vision sent from God. But Jacob's wife knew of this place and said to travel east. With a guide to take him there, Jacob came upon the scene and found the boys cold and still beneath the old birch tree. God is by.